You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to have a chat to Eden Burns and Vanessa Worm very shortly. This is Eden Burns with Big Beat Manifesto. This is Eden Burns with Big Beat Manifesto. We've got Eden Burns in the studio. Morena, Eden.
G'day, how you going?
Very good. We've also got Vanessa Worm in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. It is lovely to have you both up here. You're normally based in Wellington. You've done the big drive up yesterday. How was that? It was great.
Good, long, but it was nice. I think I prefer the drive up north opposed to the Dunedin to Christchurch drive.
Yeah, that one gets a bit tedious after a while. You kind of get the cool, you know, you go through Oamaru and you see the cool buildings and then you're like, okay, we've still got actually quite a long time before we get to where we're going.
Yeah,
yep.
But it went really quick.
The last hour
was the hardest, I think.
Yeah, even though we took a wrong turn and there were lots of like road works and stuff on the road, so we had an extra 2 hours on the time of driving.
Oh no.
But it was sick.
It
was a great ride. Yeah, it was. Driving through all the nature and stuff was so cool.
Excellent. Hey, you guys have both had a huge like last 18 months despite everything that's happened in the world. Vanessa, you've been overseas. Eden, have you been over in Australia as well?
Yes. Yeah. We came back together and
nice.
did the quarantine thing.
Nice. How was that?
First week was good. Second week you start going a little bit.
It was
mad.
Pretty, yeah, definitely came out of the quarantine and everything felt like a computer game. If they can put things into perspective.
Sam picked us up actually and then we went and got breakfast. And
shout out
everything,
Sam Harmony.
Yes. And everything just felt pretty weird.
Yeah.
And then actually the day we got out of the hotel was the day Auckland went back into its lockdown.
Oh, fun.
So we just
escaped.
Got out and yeah.
That sounds great. That would have been a really nice welcome back to New Zealand.
Yeah. That was wild.
Yeah.
Since then, though, you have managed to squeeze in like so many gigs, amazing like live performances on various radio stations across the country. And we are talking to you because you're playing a show tonight at Phoenix Cabaret, which is going to be awesome. It's a Head Rush Presents gig featuring yourselves and also Greco Romank, who are just so weird and wonderful and awesome. And we're big fans of them here at this station. How has the last like period of time been for you both, because you've played so many festivals? You must be looking at your friends overseas and feeling pretty lucky right now.
Definitely.
Comes with a bit of like not necessarily guilt, but it's like hard to find the balance of being like, am I like you know, really privileged and really grateful that we get to play and every gig that we do.
Guess you forget about it when you're in the moment, but then every now and then I definitely
especially
think like, oh shit, we are very, very lucky. Australia seems to be getting back on track, which is really cool.
It is good to see.
But yeah, and same with Europe, I think. We've got a lot of friends over there as well. It seems to be
going into summer
there.
And stuff, and things are starting to to sort of
totally
slowly come about, which is cool. And the gigs have been really fun to do here, like especially the first one we did coming back, like we cried because we're like, people can do this, and every single one just feels so important, you know?
Yeah, it's an emotional thing. I think it makes you realise how significant like live music and live like club experiences are. It's a community in that moment, and you know, more broadly, you see your friends who you've not seen for a long time, and you kind of have this like special world created almost when you're in that space. Vanessa, your live performances are like legendary at this point. How do you get psyched up for one of your gigs? Because they're pretty incredible stuff.
Thank you. I just get up there and do it, I think, because there's just so much adrenaline of like, okay, I'm up here and I'm in front of people now and like I've got to do something, like, so I'm just going to do it and I might as well do it well. And I'm a kind of emotional person, so I just let it rip, really.
Yeah. How have people responded to your performances? Because I feel like you must get quite a varied sort of spectrum of emotions coming back to you, because as you say, it's pretty visceral. You're kind of like coming straight into people's faces, and it's quite an amazing thing to experience. But like, how do people respond to that as an audience?
Such sakes, I don't necessarily hear from everybody. I think some people find it confronting, some people find it really empowering, some people, I don't know, just it depends. Like, quite a common like denominator would be that it just like, it's like they're watching somebody just like go mad in their bedroom and kind of gives them the opportunity to do that too. I've had people say that to me. And when I played at Meredith in Australia, actually like half the people had lots of comments about that being like a nightmare and really terrifying, and others it being really angelic in nature, so it really does vary. Yeah,
I think that's pretty awesome though, to be able to like have that ability to push people into uncomfortable spaces when they're in that like dance music area, it makes you think beyond what's maybe like you expect when you go into a club and you kind of want to hear like a set, which is awesome and like a really cool thing to experience. But yeah, it's kind of like challenging people, which is always really exciting, I think, as an audience to have something like that. And Eden, your music is doing that as well. You've got some fantastic tracks that have been hanging around the BFM top 10. We were just talking about this before. You've both got songs that have been haunting the top 10 over the last few months.
Thank you.
How do you go about like beat making? Where do you start? Do you sit down with an idea in your head already, or do you just fiddle around? What happens?
I don't know. I definitely just fiddle around, and I'm pretty simple, really. I just use a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I might come across different bits of equipment, and I'll just use that one thing. But yeah, it's just kind of jamming, and then something will... I work really quickly, so I might make, you know, 10 tracks in a week, and mm-hmm. then one of them may happen to be decent enough to release.
Yeah.
But yeah, just...
He bangs them out like 30 minutes on a laptop, like boom, 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 in a zone, and then out pops it.
But just to
baby.
Just, yeah, do it, then like I'll just loop it in a row. I try not to...
Yeah, yeah.
I think the more I touch it, the loses the magic a bit.
Yeah. How do you guys find your music bounces off each other? Because you've also like remixed each other's work, and there seems to be quite a cool, you know, collaborative element to some of what you do. You each have very specific stuff you're working on, but you do seem to bounce off each other's ideas a lot. How do you find that as a working relationship?
I don't know. It's all just happened pretty naturally. Like, I don't think we've never really tried to make something together or like force anything. It just happened.
We are together pretty much like 24/7 because we don't work, so we're with each other all the time. By nature, we're very influenced by each other, and I don't listen to too much music, but I'll obviously look like Eden loves to listen to music, so influenced by that. And
cool.
Just
I'll be making something and then pull out my headphones and go, what do you think of this? And it might be
like
silence.
I might not be giving a crap, like whatever. You know?
That's awesome. I think that's like the best kind of collabs are always sort of natural, in the sense that you sit down and you're like, this feels right to be kind of just bouncing these ideas around a bit.
For sure.
Vanessa, I just wanted to ask you, because we're going to listen to one of your tracks now. Am I right in thinking that you didn't do much vocal stuff before your Vanessa 77 record? Is this kind of like the first time you really pushed into that vocal terrain for yourself?
Yeah, I think when I did the first, like that Z Time EP before the album, I had an intention to sing and all that sort of stuff, but I made it a lot more like robotic, and I was performing vocally at the time as well, but I was still finding my feet. Vanessa 77 was definitely where it became more grounded.
When did you, what made you decide to, I guess, like, move into that vocal space a bit more?
I think just because that's what I wanted to do performing-wise. I wanted to get up and perform on a microphone. So, and initially I was a bit scared to do that. So that was just kind of, Vanessa 77 was coming out of my comfort zone and choosing to do that so I could perform it like that, yeah.
Well, this is actually not a track from Vanessa 77. This is from a cool comp from, I've already forgotten the name.
Butter Sessions.
Butter Sessions, yep. Thank you very
Celebrating 10 years,
yeah.
And it's volume one, and there's like 24 tracks, I think, on the whole compilation.
That's sick.
Yeah, they're based in Melbourne.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's the song I actually made it with my other song, In Heaven We Are, which is on Vanessa 77, but I made both those tracks after I'd finished the album and decided to chuck In Heaven We Are on it, and then left To Be Continued just sitting there, and then Butter Sessions found its home there. So
awesome. Yeah. So it is kind of literally a continuation of that thought, that kind of like realm you were working in.
I guess so. And it's come out a good time too, because I just feel like it's appropriate.
Yeah, totally. Hey, thank you so much, Eden Burns and Vanessa Worm, for coming in this morning.
You.
If people want to head along tonight to Phoenix Cabaret, you would be a fool to miss out. So make sure you get yourself a ticket from Under the Radar. I think it will probably sell out, so don't be slow on that one. And I think it is $35 plus a booking fee. Very, very reasonable. Greco Romanc also supporting, and it is R18. Sorry to you. Younger folks listening, next time. Thank you so much for coming in, guys. Let's have a listen to this track, To Be Continued.
Thank you. Okay.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.